Hello, Lou
Hi.
Petrov.
Hi, this is Art Shellfarber. We're returning your call.
Oh yes, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I
How
had
can I
some
help you today?
questions. Well, I have some questions. I live in Sorgheys, on the outside, and it says fiber will be there in 90 days. I'm assuming that's what they said. Okay, if I give you my address, can you confirm that?
Yeah, sure. I'll be more than happy to check to see if services is available in your area.
Sure.
Could you
It's
go ahead with the
130,
address, please?
130 Kelly, Kelly Road, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
You said 130 Kelly?
130 Kelly, yes.
All right, there we go. So these are reserved for your location, so you can sign up for service now, so you could stay in queue and also get the promotion to get the $100 streaming gift card. The in-service date for your location is February 1st, 2025.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, my only concerns are is how you're gonna run it from I own the pole, okay? So, I assume it's gonna be above ground, right? So, I just how it's gonna be ran to my house, across my driveway, that kind of worries me. So would there be somebody that can meet out just to take a look and maybe talk it over with me prior to me doing this, signing up for it? Are you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
I hear you now. I lost you for a second. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I actually do apologize about that. I was saying that usually the day before they do your installation, they would come out just to check to see how they'll connect your service. They'll decide if they'll go ahead and do a burial or aerial. If they do decide to do a burial, they would connect the drop from the street to your home. If you do have a driveway, they could do a bore. And they'll make sure to have everything done back properly for you. But if they're going to do an aerial, they
Yeah,
won't.
I would. I would. I don't, no, I don't have a problem with being bored. It's just it was not deep enough going under my driveway. It's a gravel driveway, so it gets dug up when I plow. I'm just concerned. I have concerns about that. So that's why before I commit, I would like to have somebody come out and just talk to me about it. That's my feelings. And a day before is not enough for me to for them to come and look at what they plan on doing here at my house. Only because I have electric coming from that pole. I have a propane coming from that over there also. You know what I mean? So, I just curious. That's all. I would just like to have somebody tell me something before prior. That's where I'm at right now before I'll come.
All right, no problem. So what I'll do is I'll send an information over to the construction team.
Okay.
Just so that they can give you a call, just to let you know how the services would be installed. As I said, with the whole entire signing up process, there's no contract. So if you do sign up, and if it's the case that you're not interested, you can always cancel with us. But
Okay, I started the process today, but I was asking for the checking and stuff, and I have to get that from my wife. That's something I don't really know off the top of my head. So I'll sign up for that then ahead of time. But like you said, I just, my only concern is I would like to be there and talk to the guy on how plans are. That's all. I mean, I didn't think it was a huge deal
yeah, so I'll
to
send the
request something like
information
that.
over. But do you want to finish the process so you can also get the $100 gift card as well?
I have till the 15th, and I can't finish it until I get with my wife and get the I have to get the checking info. Because it was asking me to finish that. I started it online, and then it was asking me for the rest of the info, and I don't have it right now.
You can choose the option no for auto pay, and then once you're signed up, then you'll be able to go into the account and update the information.
Then I'd have to do still put a credit card in, right, or no?
No, you don't. So just choose no
Oh,
for the option
all
for the
right.
auto pay, and
All
then
right. Well, we could do that right now then. That's fine.
Okay. All right. No problem. And what service were you interested in? The 1 gig?
Yes. Yeah. I think it was $79.99 or something like that.
Yes. Are you interested in
Love
getting the
paying that.
phone service?
No.
Okay. You own or rent the property?
Own.
Okay. You said your utility wires are coming from the pole, right?
Yes, it's underground from the pole to my house,
Okay.
but
Is your
there's no conduit, so
Oh, okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
no.
Spell your first name for me, please.
Lewis, Louis, Petromal,
Louis.
Louis, yes.
Last name.
Petromal, PETRAMALE.
Okay, so P as in Paul, E, T as in Tom, R, A, M as in Mike, ALE, right?
Yes.
And the email address on file?
It's my first name dot my last name, if you have it handy, or I can give it to you again. So it's Lewis dot Petromal at yahoo.com.
All right, so that's Louis, Louis dot PETRAMALE at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Your primary phone number?
845-399-9268.
Okay, and how may we contact you prior to installation or any future notifications regarding your account, phone, email, or text?
Text is fine, or both, whatever.
All right, and just to let you know for the text, we notify customers via text messaging with only important information, such as install appointments, updates about order status, and billing updates.
Okay.
We'd also let you confirm your installation appointment via text, and we will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone. And you can choose to
Okay.
opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call, and message and data rates may apply. So that's okay?
Yep, sounds good.
All right, so you said you just update the payment information online. How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Oh, I see it all over Saugerties, and actually, I see it coming up my road, so that's why. Well, I seen it on 32, so I figured it was coming my way, and I see the markings in the road. I work for AT&T, so I'm used to this. So I just figured it was coming, so I looked, and it said 90 days. So that's it, basically. See guys working.
And you need a home survey before anything is done. Just give me 1 moment, please. I'm just putting that request for you, okay?
Yeah, with me there.
Yeah, so they would do
Yeah.
it
So.
before the pre-installation as well, just to do a survey.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to read you a few disclosures now, okay?
Okay.
All right, so at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation. That was what I said before, but you do not need to be home. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. They'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber, it is the property of Archtop Fiber, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Arch.Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirements to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Louis, what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to have this information sent over to the construction team, and they'll just give you a call just to set up the best date and time that they can come out to your location to do a survey to let you know how the services would be set up. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go, Louis?
No, I'm good.
Louis, quick question before you go. Could I get a good callback number, please?
Yeah, 845-399-9268.
All right, thank you. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling
You too. Bye now.
Arch.Fiber. Great one.